You know, every so often we gotta come in a little bit differently. We could do that today. And today we could do the whole thing a bit differently, in fact. I'm gonna just go off the cusp of things, you know. I get asked quite frequently, and quite recently I was asked, you know, how do I do what I do? You know, what exactly is my process? Where do I get my news from? How do I decipher what's real, what's not real? Because there's so much of that fakeness going on in the world today. Well, today what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna take you live process through me, going through four of my news apps and going through the world sections and seeing what's what with what. And I'm going to look at, so I have a BBC app, I have an NPR app, I have a Reuters app, and I have an AP news app. And whenever I start my days, and multiple times through it, I always go to my apps just kind of as a starting point to get connected. But then I do deeper dives for other things. And really what I'm looking for is press releases, not journalistic commentary or opinion pieces or op-eds or anything like that. I'm looking for press releases. So a lot of my press releases I actually get from government websites. And yes, I know how nerdy that sounds. Does he really search out government websites? Yes, yes, he does, all right? But anyway, but on a regular day when I'm just consuming news to see what's what, I use these four apps where I start. So I just open up BBC and I go to My News and then I scroll across. They have all kinds of different tabs, like latest, US, Canada, US. Like, why do you have two different tabs, a US and a US Canada? That's weird. They have Europe, Asia. Asia's a big place. Why do you have it just Asia? Let's see, Latin America and the Caribbean. They have China has its own place. France has its own place. North Korea, Brexit, world, Africa. I mean, quite a few different tabs, but I always go to the world one. And let's see, what do I see today? First up is rescue efforts underway after tornado devastated town. And that's in the world section, but it's subtitled under the US-Canada section. And after that, NATO condemns dangerous Russian nuclear rhetoric. I mean, both of these, like natural disasters and nuclear, like anything of those types always ends up at the top of news feeds. You know, like tragedy or negative news always gets more clicks, so it ends up at the top of the feed right away. After the NATO thing, at least 29 migrants die off of Tunisia coast. Again, tragedy. Next one, UAE pardons Israeli woman who faced life in prison. And then police monitor first Hong Kong protests since 2020. Really? This one. Oh, and heads up, I haven't like looked at any of these today. So like this is the first time I'm reading these stories as well. But police monitor first Hong Kong protest since 2020. So what I'm going to do is I click on that one, but then I take a screenshot so I can come back to it later and do a deeper dive. Actor Jonathan Majors arrested on assault charges. Rival time zones cause confusions in Lebanon. God, guns, Trump, thousands turn out for rally. Can U.S. charm offensive woo Africa from China? So like just one thing real quick that I automatically notice anytime I'm almost in any world news section for Western news apps. So let me see. One, two, three, four, five. Five out of the first 10 stories had the United States in them. I have an issue with this, BBC. This is a world section, and five of your first 10 stories have the United States in them. And quite a few of them are just US-centric. Like the first one, rescue efforts underway after tornado devastates town. I'm guessing that's the Mississippi story. Let me click and make sure. Yeah, it's in Mississippi. That is so specific to Mississippi, but it's top of the world section. And this happens a whole lot more than you would think about U.S. news dominating different headlines and different apps. Let's check out Reuters. Reuters world section, which now makes you pay in order to read, which is a bit ridiculous, but I understand. First up, NATO criticizes Putin for dangerous rhetoric and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric. That's the same thing we just read on the BBC. That has to do with Putin said he's going to put tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The second story is a repeat of that. Then more advertisement. Banksy migrant rescue ship seized by Italian Coast Guard. Really? Wow, that's kind of interesting. I'm going to check that out more. Party pressure mounts on Netanyahu to pause judicial overhaul. That's protest in Israel still going on. Another article about Jonathan Majors being arrested in New York. Argentinian ex-president Macri says he will not be candidate in upcoming elections. Presidential elections are Argentina. That's a big deal. Qatar leads golf bursars higher on hopes of Fed rate pause. Russian war in Ukraine, NATO criticizes Putin again. So that's three times in like the first 10 stories, a repeat of the same exact story, just phrased differently. And a lot of that, what you'll see then, you'll see that a lot of times. And even what they'll do is they'll slightly change the headline. And so when you click on the story, you think it's going to be a completely different story. But the only new addition to the actual article is in the headline. And then they'll say it up front in the first paragraph. And then later, they'll tell you where they got it from and say it again. So like everything else is just a repeat of an older story. They just update it. Israel-UAE signed free trade pact into effect. Lebanon wakes up in two time zones as clock change row deepens division. I feel you. Time change. Clock changing. Let's not do that anymore. And so that's, and once again, quite a few of those stories were either Russian war-centric, which is still top in the headlines, or had a good bit to do with U.S. What about AP? Get a quick feel what the AP world is like. All right, first one, Ukraine demands emergency UN meeting over Putin nuclear plan. That's top of for now. Now three news apps. It's up in the top. And the second story has to do with Russian-Ukraine War 2. Third story has to do with it. Fourth story, daylight saving times in Lebanon. So all three news apps so far, the Lebanon time zone story has like reached all three of them. I find that quite interesting. Hong Kong holds first major protest, so that's in line with BBC, but Reuters didn't mention it up top. Honduras establishes ties with China after Taiwan break. That's right. Honduras was one of the few countries. It's just like around 10 or so, maybe more or less. I'd have to go and check. But of countries that actually recognize Taiwan as a country, Honduras was one of them. But now they switch sides, apparently. Interesting on that. I'm going to check that out later and see what that's about. Travel disruption hits Germany on eve of transport spike. Berlin vote to decide on climate goals for city. Technical issue on Lufthansa. I can't read foreign languages. I'm not good at this. And I'm not editing it out. You get to keep that. Technical issues, though, for flights. And then one thing about world, so they give you a few, like, maybe like 10 different stories all around from all over. But then they group it into regions. So then they have like a Europe, Asia, Latin America. So that's pretty cool. I do like that about AP. AP is fairly more extensive than BBC or Reuters, although Reuters gives them a run for their money. Both of them, Reuters and AP, probably have more world stories published more often than anyone else. And then NPR World is the least updated, and they do actually get quite a few of their stories from AP and Reuters as well. AP and Reuters and a lot of companies, New York Times does this as well. They'll publish a story, but then they'll circulate it out, and other news corporations will buy their stories from them and run it on their own platforms. That way they can increase the content on their own platform. But NPR, a scrappy newscast in Kiev aimed at Russians counters Putin's propaganda machine. So one again, all four news apps now, Russia-Ukraine war at the very top or next to it. The Sunday Story presents Taking Cover, an NPR investigation. NPR also always has on all their news sections, but podcast feeds for different things that you can listen to the stories to. In Senegal, the government is cracking down on human rights. I will check in to see what that's about. Because their president, who was termed out, just recently stated that he does not believe it's unconstitutional to run for a third term. So, eyes on Senegal, people. On the border with Belarus, Ukrainian troops prep for a long war, the front line. That's like, what is that, story number 5, and it's the second story about Russia-Ukraine. Biden reaches agreement with Canada on migration curbs. I'd heard something about that last week. The Ukrainian Banksy has remained. Oh, interesting. I had not heard of a Ukrainian Banksy, but there are a lot of really awesome Banksys that are in Ukraine that you can search for them and see. Like, he went during this past year, during the war, and painted some graffiti. It's pretty profound. And then NPR gets outdated pretty quick. So that's like 7 stories, and then it goes back to Friday and Thursday stuff. But that's it. Like, that's how I'll start any given day. Is just surfing the news on those four. And occasionally I will go to the politics section of it or of a given one, depending if there's something hot going on. But generally that's where it is. And that's where we're ending. Talk to you soon, Lo-Fi listeners. Pickering, signing off.